Welcome back, everybody, to the Cave of Solitude, your pop culture and comic book podcast, coming to you from the megacity metropolis of Toronto. I am your host, Eric Anthony, and this is another edition of the Road Report, where I attempt to make my way to work driving on the 401 Express and Collectors in the mean streets of Toronto and getting safely to work while podcasting to you, the people. So for this episode, well, keep in mind, first of all, editor's note, I do not have access to my internet, my tablet, my phone, so I cannot fact check myself. So if I do say something incorrect, please pardon me. I'm not trying to act like a know-it-all. I may say something where my facts aren't completely right, but know that it's because I do not have access to fact check myself. So having said all of that, I was thinking recently that some of the Road Report episodes have a certain level of recency to them. Their shelf life can disappear quite quick when it comes to the relevancy of what we're talking about. So I wanted to try to tackle a subject that might have a little bit more shelf life we can come back to, and a person listening to the show might find some value in the episode. So what I was thinking about talking about, and this is something that goes back to, I forget the episode number, but I had done a golden age, silver age episode of the history of comics, and then Justin Francoeur of DC in the 80s website had joined me for the second part of that episode where we talked about comics in the bronze and the modern age. And the purpose of me doing those episodes were to be a primer to help kind of people get into comics, understanding the medium a little bit better in regards to their history. So as of late, I've been talking with one of my older cousins who enjoys reading quite a bit, and she was expressing her interest or her interest in the things that I'm interested in, trying to understand comic books, trying to understand the music that I listen to, things of that nature. So I was thinking to myself, is it possible for a person, or a woman especially, who is a little bit older than myself, who's has children, is in their 50s, is there a way for them to get into comic books? How would you do that? Because I think today, more than ever, the medium lends itself to being accessible to more people than ever before. When you think about how we watch television, the type of shows that we watch, the type of things that pique our interest, they very much have a certain level of comic book sensibility. The things that the comic book geeks used to like back in the day when it came to the connective tissue of storytelling, the continuity, the, you know, what counts, what doesn't count in storytelling, all of those things now are prevalent in our television viewing. We think of just the binge culture that we have, or even just the genres of the things that we like. I got trucks that are flashing me and all kinds of crap like that. We watch these shows that after they're done, we watch the show that's related to it. So you think of Fear of the Walking Dead that coincides with The Walking Dead. Then you got shows like the Game of Thrones that have all of these different families and branches that you have to pay attention to and keep track of. You got Breaking Bad and then Better Call Saul. None of these things are necessarily comic book shows, but they have a certain level of comic book sensibility that lend themselves to branching off into the next genre or medium, the next medium of entertainment. So how would somebody get into comic books? And two of the things that I think prevent people from jumping into the pool or dipping their toe at the very least is two things. There's the stigma of reading comic books, and then you have the intimidation factor, or it's very daunting to go into a comic book shop or into the graphic novel section even of a bookstore and know where the heck to start, because you got all of these different books and you've got all these different Spider-Man books and Batman books, and then you see these other books that you don't know what the heck they're related to. Where do you begin? What era of a character or a story are you reading? What do you need to know before you read that? Can you just jump into it? And then, of course, there's the stigma aspect of reading comic books that come with all of the stereotypes of arrested development. People who read them are socially awkward. They're that stinky nerd that's in the comic book line that is waiting to get his signature, have his comic book signed. Or even think of like the Simpsons comic book guy. All of these really awkward, uncomfortable type of people who read these books. And you think to yourself, I don't want to fall into that category. People will always watch the movie. They'll always watch the show. They love the Marvel and DC universe. They think they're experts because they've grown up watching the cartoons or the movies. But God forbid they pick up a comic book, because that's just another level of debauchery that they can't find themselves. Oh, I can't read a comic book. I'm too cool to do that, because, you know, the geeks read the comic books. So there's these stereotypes and stigmas that go along with it, which, admittedly, they exist. These people exist. And having gone to a comic book shop for years, I see these people. I know that it's there, but it's not the only thing either. There's a lot of other ways that you could get your hands on comic books, or just going to these places and ignoring all of those weirdos, for lack of a better term, because they're not all like that. But there are some. I go to the comic convention, I see the split between the two groups, and they exist. So getting beyond that, how would you dip your toe if you did want to read these books? Well, first of all, I think the term comic book, you got to look past the term comic book, because this is sequential storytelling, is really what it is. Because you think of comic books, you think of spandex, you think of some type of immature, unsophisticated way of telling a story that, you know, it's kind of beneath you. Your people may be above that to an extent. Or there's a certain, like, embarrassment that you might read books like this, because pictures are often associated with people who can't read well. And you think of children with their first type of stories, they're all picture books. And, you know, you're 30 years old, you're still reading picture books or what have you. But it's important to, I think, get past that and understand the art for what it is. Because when you read a graphic story, or a sequential story, a comic book, you're using both sides of your brain. Your brain has to translate the pictures, the order that they're going in, the story that it's telling you, and the transfer of time from one side of a page to the bottom side of a page. And you are in complete control of how time is flowing from there. So you have to be able to understand and appreciate all of the things that the artist has done on one aspect. And then, simultaneously, you're reading all of the dialogue that is being given to you, or information is being bestowed on you, the reader. And to correlate with that, for, I think, a more sophisticated reader, they're also paying closer attention to the picture. A lot of times, I just read the words. I don't always pay as close attention to the pictures as maybe I should to show appreciation. But I'm saying a lot of buts in this episode, I noticed that. So, what are some of the books that somebody could get into that aren't quite as daunting or make you feel like I have to have read this much worth of storytelling? What are the easy places for you to get into? Okay, so quick edit. Sorry about that. I had to bob and weave through a little bit of traffic and just focus for a second. But getting back to the matter at hand. So one thing I want to just clarify in regards to venturing into starting to read graphic novels or comic books, whatever you like to call them. I say graphic novels. One thing to remember is to not become overly concerned with feeling like you've had to have read so much more before where you're starting. Now, that sometimes could be the case. You need a little bit of context, especially with modern day comics that are being released weekly. Sometimes there's a little bit of context that you're going to be missing out on if you just jump into the 9th volume of Batman, which, you know, is on shelves now. But for the most part, when you think about it, some of the things that we love most when it comes to television and movies, like, say, for instance, Star Wars, those stories take place in the middle of the story already happening. when you watched the original Star Wars or Empire Strikes Back, there's a gap of time or something that has happened before the movie begins that you're not really aware of. That's why you have that crawl at the beginning. It gives you, here's where we're at in this story that's already taking place. Here's what you need to know. And as you watch the movie, you put the pieces together, you see what has happened, what makes sense. And from just the crawl, that information dump that they give you in the beginning, you're well on your way to understanding the rest of the story. And most of the time, comic books and graphic novels that are taking place in the middle of an ongoing story usually give you what you need to know so that you can jump in and read it and for the most part, be informed of what's going on. So don't ever be too intimidated. That was the word I was looking for before. Don't ever be too intimidated that you had to have read 500 issues before. For people like myself, yes, we approach it that way. I'm not going to read the fourth volume of a Daredevil series if I haven't read the first three because I'm nuts and I'm a completist. And even when I buy sometimes my graphic novels or collections, I might see a volume four on sale for $10.99. But I almost say to myself, well, why am I going to buy volume four if I can't find volume one through three? I have to buy them in order. But that's me because I'm crazy. So don't fall into that trap thinking that I really would like to read that particular Spider-Man story. However, I haven't read all 700 issues of Amazing Spider-Man. It doesn't matter. So, getting back to entering a comic book shop, going to a big bookstore, buying something online, whichever way you choose to do it, what are some of the best ways to get started so that you hit the ground running and you enjoy the experience as a newcomer? So I recently, like I said before, had this experience with one of my cousins, and it was a little bit more of an interesting endeavor because it's not a typical young guy or young person who's jumping into this thing because they've watched the movie and it's right up their alley. This was not really a challenge, but a little bit more of an interesting way to try. Where would you find a way to get a person into it who is a little bit older, who does read a lot of stuff but never was really into comics because of that? You know, there is that stigma a little bit of, is there any sophistication to it? Of course there is, but how would you do that? So some of the things that I would suggest doing is making a list of things that you like already. What kind of genre of movies, television do you like? What are some of your favorite shows and movies that you can go back to and enjoy rewatching, or books that you've already enjoyed rereading? Who are your favorite antagonists and protagonists in the realm of storytelling? So if, you know, maybe you're a Game of Thrones person, maybe you enjoy Breaking Bad, maybe you like crime thrillers, maybe you just like street level stories. All of those things are available on the shelf in a comic book shop or wherever it is you're going to buy a book. And there's some writers who specialize in all of those dramas, just like there's people who are the best at making mafia movies or people who are the best at making superhero movies, whatever the case may be. All of that is there. You into Lethal Weapon? Well, you got buddy cop stories in comic books. You've got those type of stories that exist. Cool thing about it, there's never a budget. There's never going to be a limit to where those stories can go. That's, I think, one of the advantages you have of sequential graphic storytelling. I'm trying to come up with all these new words and terminologies that don't really exist, but trying to give it a little bit more sophistication instead of just calling them comic books, because it seems that for some, comic books is a pejorative. But again, tangent. So one of the things that I've suggested to read, and that I gave my cousin a bag of books recently, one of the things that I would suggest doing, or what I had given to her, was some evergreen titles that would appeal to a person who enjoys superhero movies, a person who enjoys specific genres of television shows, and gave her some evergreen DC Marvel titles that will always be on the shelf and are standalone stories that usually hit the mark when a person wants to read just a one-time story. So two of those choices were Kingdom Come from DC. It's an Elseworlds, how do you describe it? It's an Elseworlds story or label, meaning that this is a story that doesn't take place in any specific continuity that you need to be up to speed on. It's a story that takes place in the future. It has all of the Justice League that you're familiar with, but it's a very specific story, four-issue story, that deals with these heroes that have aged but now need to reunite for whatever the mission is at hand. I don't want to spoil any of it or misquote any of the synopsis that it's about, because it is a while since I've read it, but it is a fantastic story. The artwork is gorgeous, and anybody who looked at the artwork would look at it with their jaw dropped and think to themselves, this is what comic books can look like? Yes, that's how beautiful the artwork is. And on the same page, the story on the Marvel side that I suggested was Marvels from Kurt Busiek and Alex Ross. So both of those books that I mentioned are both illustrated and painted by Alex Ross. And how these books look and how they read will make you feel like it is possible that there is a world out there where these characters exist. The way that he draws them, the way that he takes real life references from friends of his and inserts them into the book to look like these well-known characters that we've grown up knowing who or what they are, you will believe that there is a Marvel universe after you read Marvels or even Kingdom Come from DC. Those were the two of the books that I had given her. The other two series, I became a little bit more ambitious and gave her a series to read. One of them was Extremity from Daniel Warren Johnson, which is very, very different from Marvels or from Kingdom Come. And it's a 12-issue series that I highly recommend to anybody who's into it, who wants something off the beaten path of superheroes. That's, how would I describe it? Well, I did an episode with Daniel Warren Johnson where we get into all the nitty-gritty, but it is a somewhat of a Game of Thrones-esque type of story where there's kingdom versus kingdom. There's futuristic elements in it as well as somewhat of a barbarian element to it. It's a little bit more violent. It isn't a DC or Marvel comic, so anything goes. It's very metaphorical when it comes to the use of art and how we use it to deal with our pain and coping mechanism in the world that we live in. It's a beautiful book, beautifully illustrated, a very good 12-issue story that won't take you too long to get through. And I'm pretty sure she's a Game of Thrones fan, so I recommended that to her. And then the other one was Paper Girls. You've heard me talk about Paper Girls a couple times on this show. Huge fan of Paper Girls. Love the 80s motif. Love the time travel aspect of it. I know I'm promoting the book, but this is why I recommended it, because I thought it would appeal to her as well. I love the character study, each of the characters that are in it. Paper Girls is a story that zeroes in on four girls who are newspaper delivery girls in 1988. On Halloween night, they find themselves in a bit of a, I was going to say a bit of a pickle, but they find themselves in their small town, things are going awry, something major is happening, and as they try to discover what that exactly is, they find themselves traveling through time, where of course they will encounter future versions of themselves, and through the process of this story, they learn about themselves individually, they learn about themselves as friends, what it is that they're made of, what it is about them that they want to become or what they don't want to become, all of these different themes and questions that we often ask ourselves are discussed and discovered in this particular series, which has just completed. But again, it's a very easy read. It isn't something that you have to get into and know the history of Iron Man and how many different Iron Man costumes or outfits he's on to now. That won't make a difference. So, four books that I suggested. I'm looking forward to hearing what the outcome is on how she found the reading experience. But there's a way for everybody to jump in, and don't be scared to hit your local comic book shop and pick up something off the shelf, because more than likely you'll have a very enjoyable reading experience or entertainment experience of recreation. And in this binge-worthy or binge culture that we are all a part of, sometimes switching it up a little bit and finding a new way to consume our entertainment is refreshing. It's always good to find something new, to a new way to decompress and to get our stories in. Because really what it comes down to is hearing our stories. We love reading stories, watching stories, and then sharing them with each other. That, I think, is one of the most essential parts of being human beings. So that is my first edition of getting into comics. I want to do a couple more of these where I'll pick a couple of other stories or other series, graphic novels to look into, to read. If you're new or even a long time comic book reader, what are some of the things that are fun to explore and give a shot to? So I'm almost at work now. Thank you for listening to me ramble this morning. I hope you enjoyed it. And we will be back soon with more road reports. You can email us at caveofsolitude@outlook.com. You can follow us on Facebook. Just look for me, Eric Anthony, or on Instagram. Thank you again for listening, and we will be back soon.